to incident response working group, which would focus on the funding, implementation, and maintenance of a contact repository for CCTLDs. Bart.
Unfortunately, that will be up for the next council meeting. I didn't have the time. I was too focused on the FOI.
Okay. Anything else, Gabby?
Yes. The secretariat to post the finance working group background material on the CCNSO website, and I don't know why we haven't done that yet. Sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I mean, worry about it, but don't worry about the fact that you haven't done it. Okay. And that's it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So the second item on the agenda is the delegation and redelegation working group report. I'm not going to read all this background out. Basically, the council has received the final report. There are clear recommendations in that report, and I'll read the proposed resolutions, and then we'll take any comment or questions on the proposed resolutions. The resolutions are that the council acknowledges receipt of the final report of the working group, and notes that, according to its charter, the working group is now closed. That the council warmly thanks all members, experts, observers on the group for their outstanding work. That the council resolves to create the Framework of Interpretation, or FOI, working group, as recommended, and in accordance with the proposed charter, which we'll get to in a second. The objective of the working group is to develop and propose a framework of interpretation for the delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs. This framework should provide a clear guide to IANA and the ICANN board on interpretations of 1591 GAC principles. Four, that the council appoints Keith Davidson as chair of that working group, that being Keith's position as chair of the current delegation and redelegation working group. Five, that we request the staff to send out a call for volunteers in the usual manner. And six, that we will revisit whether or not to request an issues report to launch a PDP on the retirement of CCTLDs in accordance with Annex B of the bylaws at the time that the FOI working group has submitted its final report. So, discussion, comment, and Bart, do you have anything to say about the charter? Do we need to look at the scope and purpose, or is that encompassed in the resolution?
The scope itself is, or the purpose of that working group is encompassed in the resolution, okay. And I've sent the charter itself,
yes.
3 days ago. There were some amendments, but not in the scope and not in the... not in the purpose and not in the scope of activities, but more in the logistical
yes. Just stuff. The administrative stuff. Okay, Leslie.
I just had a question going back to the recommendations from the report, which were about the sponsorship agreements element, and there was a suggestion that the CCNSO should ask the board to strike that whole thing. Now, we've not had an opportunity to cover that this week, and I don't think it has anything to do with the resolutions here, but perhaps we might put that on the agenda for Singapore.
Yes, I think if we could perhaps minute that the board, that the council notes the working group's recommendation in respect to sponsorship agreements, and we'll discuss that issue in Singapore. Okay, and so we that can be in the minutes. Does anybody? So that's Dottie. That you're looking confused. That's about the fact that. Oh, okay. You go ahead. Okay.
I just wanted to ask you: is there a name designation for the new working group?
Yes, it's called the FOI working group.
FOI.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, is there any other discussion or comment on these formal resolutions? No? Okay. So on that basis, unless there are any objections, I will take these resolutions as passed, unless anybody wants to abstain or to vote against. Unanimous. Gabby, do we have Palos on the line? Palos, are you there?
They're trying to dial him in, but he doesn't reply.
Okay, so he's not actually physically... Okay, fine. Okay, so I'll take those as passed unanimously, thank you. We move now to item number 3 on the agenda, which is the fast-track review. During the meeting in the last couple of days, the results of the review process of the fast-track were presented and issues were discussed, in particular issues about confusable similarity. The meeting welcomed an initiative to seek further clarity and assistance for the current and future IDN CCTLD fast track applicants regarding the confusing league similarity evaluation. Yes, Bart.
If you may have noticed, this was printed out. I received some further feedback. In your email, you have a slightly updated version, which will I will read. So you have a clear vision of, or you have clear understanding of how the resolution reads in the updated version of
so,
Amanda's version.
So it's the resolution in my email that's the updated one, not the one on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
Okay. So the resolution says, CCNSO Council requests the IDN CCPDP Working Group 1 to develop as soon as possible guidelines within the framework of the existing rules for the fast track to improve the predictability of the evaluation relating to string confusion as defined in the IDNC final report and the final implementation report as adopted by the ICANN board in November 2009. So that basically is us asking the IDN PDP working group to do some work as quickly as possible to provide some guidance to the technical panel on their assessment of confusing similarity of strings. Obviously, the working group will be liaising directly with the linguistic experts on that. Comments, input, questions? Yes.
The resolution will initiate a process that should lead to better procedures for the future, but my concern is whether something could be done now to support the request for reconsideration of those countries whose strings have already been rejected by reason of confusability.
Thank you, Patricio. Are you talking about formal? Is it a formal request for reconsideration under the ICANN bylaws, or are you just or are they just asking people to look at it again?
It seems that, for what I understood, the current process doesn't allow for an appeals or reconsideration process. So
Patricio, I've spoken to Vagelis from Greece, and said that whilst there are no guarantees, I would have envisaged that this working group's input would be relatively quick, and he seemed to be comfortable with waiting for that. And so I think perhaps it might be best that we do it that way rather than suggest that they insert a process.
If they're okay with that, then yeah, it's okay.
Younger?
I'm also just wondering if they can, if they decide to go with a different string, that it would be possible for them to go through the fast track again.
Oh yes, absolutely. You can go as many times as you would like. Anyone else? All right. Well, on that basis, then, can I have a proposer for the resolution, please? I have Hiro, and a seconder. I have Becky. And does anybody wish to object to the resolution or to abstain? No. Good. It's passed. I've just reminded myself that I didn't ask for a proposer and a seconder for the previous six resolutions on the Dell and Redell working group. So just go back a sec, and can I get someone to propose those six resolutions? Leslie, thank you. And the seconder, Youngham, thank you very much. We've already done the vote. Marvellous. That's the way to do it. Number four is replacements on the Travel Funding Committee. Andre, this is Andre's last meeting as a councillor, and this is my last meeting as a councillor, and both Andre and I are on the Travel Funding Committee along with Dotty. Chris will be replaced. Chris, that's me. I will be replaced by Leslie in her capacity as the new chair of the CCNSO. We had two nominees or two volunteers to put their names forward for Andre's spot. The reason why Andre has to go is because the charter for this particular committee says that you must be a councillor in order to be on it. Sokol put his name forward, and as did Jian. I've spoken to Jian and said I would very much like Sokol to be able to do this because I think it would be a good introduction to the CCNSO Council. So the resolution would be that Chris will be replaced by Leslie in a capacity as the chair of the CCNSO, and Andre will be replaced by Sokol. Are there any comments or questions on the resolution? Okay, so can I have a proposer for that resolution, please? Andre, thank you, Andre. And Fernando, thank you very much. Are there any objections or abstentions? No. Good. We move now to the item number 5, which is the election of the CCNSO vice chairs. Every 12 months, we go through the process of electing the chair and the vice chairs of the CCNSO. Currently, the vice chairs are Byron and Leslie. If we can take the Byron spot first, does anybody wish to nominate to be vice chair in the spot that Byron currently occupies? Byron? You nominate Byron, Becky. Thank you very much. Excellent news. Does Byron, before we go any further, are you actually prepared to do this?
I am prepared. Well.
Well, that's going maybe. That's going a bit far.
Overstating the case. But yes. I will accept.
Okay. Can I have? Does anyone else want to put their name forward to be vice chair at this stage? I appreciate we've got another vice chair seat at the moment, but no. Okay. Well, seeing no other nominations. Becky, you've proposed. Do I have a seconder for that? Leslie? Oh, no. Mohammed, that's great. Thank you. Can I ask that we actually affirmatively vote this one? Could all those in favour please raise your hand? Is there anybody against? Does anybody want to abstain? Okay. Thank you, Byron. The second spot is Leslie's, which obviously Leslie can't fill. Is anyone willing to put their name forward, or would anybody like to nominate somebody to fill that role? Yes, Leslie.
Chris, at the council meeting and discussion around roles and responsibilities on Sunday, which feels like a long time ago, we asked for volunteers to fill my spot, as it were, and we have had one volunteer as Hero.
Okay. And Hero, where are you? Where is Hero? Oh, that Hero. Hero, he is. Hero, are you willing to stand for vice chair?
I'm very much honoured, and I'm happy to accept the nomination.
Thank you. Can I ask then that somebody would second that? Oh, hang on. Is there anybody else who wants to stand for... But I'm figuring not. Okay, so Sokol, I saw your hand up first, so you want to second the nomination? Fantastic. Thank you. Can we perhaps vote on that, please? All those in favour, please raise your hand. Anyone against? Any abstentions? Congratulations, Hero, and thank you very much indeed. Okay. Item number 6 is the concluding the concluding process. It's the roles and responsibilities stuff. So the council has been working for some time on getting clarity on the roles and responsibilities of the chair, the vice chairs, and the councillors themselves. And we have produced a document which I guess we'll publish at some point. Now, there's some background to this. The board working group on the review of the CCNSO noted, with regard to recommendation 10 of the independent reviewers, that the CCNSO should consider clarifying the respective roles of the council and the chair of the CCNSO. So, from public comments, such clarification of roles and responsibilities is both supported and foreseen. So we've done that, and we've produced a document, and the proposed resolution is that the council adopts the roles and responsibilities documentation as discussed at successive council workshops. Input, comment, or questions on that resolution, please. Yes, Leslie.
A comment, in the sense that it's one thing clarifying roles and responsibilities, it's another thing then carrying them out. And we've had some very fruitful discussions in the council about councillors sharing the workload moving forward, which I think have been very positive. And Bart has nobly picked up the task of developing a work plan which helps iterate how we're going to do our work. Just pre-warning that we'll also be seeking volunteers from the community in areas of expertise or where you'd quite like to give your skills to the CC community, whether you be a CCNSO member or not.
Thank you, Leslie. Anyone else? Anything else? Okay, well, in that case, can I have a proposer for the resolution that we adopt the roles? I'm going to guess who that's going to be. They're going to adopt the roles and responsibilities pursuant to the documentation proposed by Leslie. Anyone going to second? Can I have a seconder, please? Patricio, thank you. Is there anyone against this resolution? Does anybody want to abstain? Marvellous. Thank you very much. Can I just say personally that I think this is incredibly important. The survival of the CCNSO as an effective organisation is to a great extent dependent on clarity around what people are going to do. When change comes, things have to change, things have to move. And I think where we sit right now is that we've got an understanding on the council that the workload needs to be spread and that things need to be done by different people. But it's also critically important that the community understands that as well and that people step forward in the CCTLD community and are prepared to take some of the load. This does not happen by magic. As an indication of the way that things are and how things change, we now have a resolution that appears to be setting a series of council dates for the next 12 months. In my day, you'd be lucky if you knew when the next one was, never mind about the next 12 months. I don't propose to read them out, and I don't think we need a resolution, but I do think that we should note for information that the council has a set of dates for the next 12 months. Item number 8 is announcement and clarification of process for the new CCNSO chair, just in case there's any question. Leslie Cowley, the CCNSO councillor, a CCNSO councillor for the European region, has been elected unanimously by an email vote in March 2011 to serve as chair of the CCNSO for the term of 1 year. And Leslie will take... I think we should have gone tied in for longer than that, but unfortunately the bylaws say we can't. Leslie will take her seat as chair at the end of this council meeting. Again, that's just for reading into the record. Item 9 is the welcome to some new councillors who will be joining us technically at the end of this meeting. Roloff, CCNSO councillor for the European region. Victor Aboud, CCNSO councillor for the Latin American region. Suleiman, I'm really bad at this stuff, Mtanaga, from the African region. And Keith Davidson, who will fill the vacancy created by my leaving the council on Friday from then until spring 2013, which is effectively a 2-year term. And again, that's just for reading into the record, but I would ask that the council acknowledges the willingness of these new councillors to serve in the usual manner. Thank you. We move now to the final item on the agenda, which is to thank our departing councillors. André, Philippe, sorry, yes, Bart, have I missed something?
Yes, if you look at your
email... Yes. The correct answer is no.
If you look at you in your email, two additional things have been added. The first one is to the host of the San Francisco meeting.
Ah, yes. And the sponsors.
And the sponsors. Okay. And the second one...
Yes, I got that.
Yep.
I saw that one. Okay, so we can thank the host and the sponsors in the resolutions. Yes. Okay, so André has been a councillor since March 2005 for the European region. André, thank you. Your technical ability, coupled with also with a business brain, has been a valuable contribution. And as our resolution says, you've made an outstanding contribution. And active participation in the work of the CCNSO, and we hope he'll remain involved, and in fact I know that you are going to remain involved, so thank you for that, and could we please pass that resolution by acclamation. Thank you. The second is Mohammed. Where's Mohammed? Oh, sorry, there you are. I'd already seen you. So Mohammed is has also been a councillor since March 2005 for the African region and has contributed and actively participated in our work, and we wish you well and hope that you will also continue to be involved in the CCNSO. And again, if we could please pass that resolution by acclamation. Thank you. And finally, over this side, right down at the end, it's Patrick. So Patrick has been a councillor since March 2008 for the Latin American region. And in fact, I think you're the Latin American Caribbean region. I think you're our first... Were you our first Caribbean councillor? So, Patrick, thank you for your contribution, for your active participation. Please don't leave us. Please continue to turn up and be around and involve yourself as much as you can in what we do. Could we pass that by affirmation, please? Finally, we learnt today that Eric Iriarte has resigned his position at LAC TLD, and is to pursue his political career as a Peruvian, whatever it is, senator or something, member of parliament. So, although Eric is not a councillor, he's been a liaison or observer to the council on behalf of LAC TLD. And I think a similar resolution acknowledging his contribution and active participation in the work of the CCNSO, and our hopes for his successful and hopefully politically fruitful future would be the thing to do. So again, I would formally put that resolution and ask that we pass it by acclamation. Before I move to the final item, is there any other business, any other formal business? Okay, so I will pass now the microphone to Leslie. Just one more thing before I forget. Gabby, anything I've forgotten? Okay, Leslie.
Thank you, Chris. Before we move to the final item, we have some comments. We have somebody on the phone, and we also have two written comments submitted by previous councillors that Gabby and Christina will help me with.
Well, Olivier Guillard was supposed to be on the phone, and I'm not sure why he isn't, because he was supposed to be on the phone. He wanted to say goodbye to you, Chris, in person. But I have a statement here from Bart Vastenberg, which I'm going to read to you. Dear Chris, my friend, I appreciate the opportunity to direct a few words to you during your last moments as chair of the CCNSO Council. I have really enjoyed the years in which we worked together in building the CCNSO, and particularly the time I had the honor of serving with you on its council. Chris, I have seen you bring invariable drive, strategic thinking, and convincingly constructive solutions to an array of complex issues. I very much enjoyed the flair and humor with which you so successfully have been leading this community. Most of all, I appreciated our honest personal contact and friendship. Now, before you move on, I would like to offer a consoling thought, which you can cling onto while serving as member of the board of ICANN. As Bart Simpson once said, what if you're a really good person, but you get into a really really bad fight, and your leg gets gangrene, and it has to be amputated? Will it be waiting for you in heaven? Chris, just take care of your limbs and have fun. Thanks again for everything. I wish you all the best, and I do hope we will stay in touch. Warm regards, Bart.
And I have a greeting from Eva Frölich. Dear Chris, when you joined CCNSO, the ship barely floated. With you as captain, the membership has grown, and you sailed from harbor to harbor, safely steering in shallow water, avoiding bays with pirates, densing the leaks, and made sure CCNSO is a body to count with and on. When you now leave CCNSO and move to other challenges, I will remember you as the British tall guy from Down Under, who always was very serious, relaxed, and smiling. Good luck with future challenges, and see you somewhere. Eva Frölich.
So the final resolution is the Council resolves unanimously to thank Christa Spain, Chair of the CCNSO and CCNSO Councillor for the AP region, Chair since December 2004, elected June 2004, and stepping down on 18th of March 2011. Thank you for your outstanding contribution to the CCNSO, and we hope that you will remain actively involved in the work of the CCNSO. And we'd like to thank to pass that by affirmation.
I have a jazz from Korea. And because you don't understand Korean, I printed out an explanation of the group for you.
And I get a bag as well, which is handy because I'm going to have a fair bit of stuff.
It's actually Sienic music, according to this, which is quite interesting. It's registry music. Oh, from the lady playing. Okay, yeah. I get that. Okay, thank you. I have no excess baggage allowance here. I'm in serious trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, we also have brought something from Chile, and I'll let my musical advisor explain what it is.
So, with all our love for you, this is Intijimani, which is a very famous group, and we hope to enjoy it. And we love you.
Okay, Sokol. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Well, I've got to tell this story. I had this in my suitcase, and I didn't know this, but U.S. custom officials apparently had opened this, and they suspected that there was something interesting, but they didn't find anything. So here is Albanian music, the best of, okay? Be careful when you cross the customs, you know. Yes.
Thank you. Where am I going now? Oh.
Chris, we have some music in a nominate bag from the UK, and it's records that I think you'll know very well from the era when you would have been listening to music, pop music from the UK.
Thank you. That's how it's wrapped up in... But given that I will actually understand what this one says on the front, I should at least... Oh, yes, lovely. Best of British, double album. Yeah, you're right. Full of everything. Yeah, thank you very much. Who's next? Becky.
That does not look like a CD.
It is a CD. I've brought you the roots of rock and roll, the Smithsonian collection of American folk music.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Is there no Becky Burr bag? Don't I get like some sort of a carrier bag or something? No. Well, thank you. That's what can I say? I'm really touched in many ways. Is there anyone else? Byron?
Canadian music, huh? Canadian music. So at least theoretically you should understand most of the language. And it's a exactly. It's Michael Bublé, one of the smoothest crooners and best dressed musicians going right now. So I couldn't help but draw the parallel.
So, thank you. so bizarrely, when I was in London, I ordered some CDs and had them sent to my mum. So I picked them up and I've still got them here. So I figure I'm now going to go home with more CDs than a man could ever need on one journey. Have I missed anybody? Okay. Oh, Roloff.
Well, most Dutch musicians sing in English anyway, so you understand bits of it, I think. It's my own selection, so no guarantees. There's one guarantee, there are no images on it. So you can safely take them through customs.
Dutch treat. Okay. Well, yeah. No, thank you.
As I haven't heard you speaking Spanish, I brought you an instrumental Ecuadorian music.
Thank you, sir. This is amazing. Okay. We must be coming to the end now, yes? We've reached the end. Okay, well, I'm not going to say anything else because I've said enough already. Leslie, I think the best thing I can say right now is over to you. Love and good luck. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.